This is the Trinity College Podcast. I'm John Keller, and today we have a brand new faculty member here today. Dawn Seelix is here. Welcome to the Trinity family.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
It's so awesome. And of course, I have my boss, the Vice President for Enrollment, Anthony Abel. And Anthony talked to Dawn today about her vision for her department. So, Anthony, welcome.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. And we're welcomed on to the program and to Trinity College of Florida. So I appreciate you being here. Maybe we can just start with talking about how did you end up being a Trinity Tiger?
Yes. So God lays the best plans, and sometimes we just have to be open to that. 26 years in education. I have spent most of my time in the elementary world. From being a teacher, a writing coach, and an assistant principal, a principal, and then leading some new schools in the community, God just pointed me to this school. I was not looking for this position. It kind of came to me. And that's the way God works. When things are supposed to be, we follow His lead and His plan. And I am just thrilled to be here and to work with the Trinity College upcoming teachers.
Yeah, that's awesome. One of the things that excited me about you being here was your work with some of the elementary schools in Pasco County, the county of where the college it resides. The thing that excited me was that you had the opportunity to work with Fox Hollow Elementary and Hudson Elementary. Both of them had at-risk student populations, and you found a way to minister to them outside the classroom and really provide resources to them to bring about success. So maybe you can talk about that just a little bit.
Yes, those two schools specifically were just incredible mission fields that I was given the opportunity to serve on. Not only did we meet academic needs in the Department of Education world, those were called turnaround schools. The work was really hard, and we brought the right people on board alongside me. Tons of people in the community praying and supporting our initiatives. But not only did we improve academics, we improved relationships with the community, really letting families know that there was something different, there was something more. And doing church activities with them, allowing kids to bring in their Sunday school Bible lessons and learn Bible verses alongside of them. It has been an incredible mission field for sure.
Right. And I know the church you attended, First Baptist Newport Richey, helped out at, I believe, Fox Hollow in tutoring and maybe food service. I can't remember exactly what all they did there. But
yes, tutoring, Thanksgiving dinners were all supported at Fox Hollow and Hudson through our church. Pajamas at Christmas time for needy families, Christmas gifts. And many of our church members went and sat in living rooms of our students also just ministering to them.
Wow, that's really a great story and a great commitment to our community to show them the gospel. And a great segue into your faith walk. So maybe you can kind of tell us how you came to Christ and your family, maybe some background on your family.
Absolutely. So I became a Christian when I was 10 years old. I attended a Patch the Pirates program. For those of you who remember Patch the Pirates, we had a guest speaker, and that night he spoke about hell and heaven. And I had been right on the fence before that, but that I was not leaving that auditorium until they went and got my mom. She came in and prayed with us, knowing that I was going to spend eternity in heaven. And since then, it's been a walk. It's not always an easy walk, but I know who has been beside me the entire time. As I graduated from high school, I had opportunities to go to some universities in Florida. And I also got accepted to Clearwater Christian College, which we, as a family, prayed a lot. And I landed at Clearwater Christian. Loved my college days. That was a great experience. It just had mentors that still pour into me today, which was a long time ago. But I would not have changed those days for anything. Then I met my husband at Clearwater. We got married a few weeks after we graduated. We've been married 25 years now. He went into law enforcement shortly after we got married. We had our son in 2000. in 2000. he has graduated from Liberty University and is a pilot in the community and is married to his best friend. And we have a daughter who is has graduated with her AA degree just this past December and will be going into the medical field. It was incredible as parents to watch both of them get baptized and just make that statement of faith in their life that they wanted to walk that walk and also have eternity in heaven. And now as they're adults, it's just an incredible thing to step back and watch them in their faith walk and encourage them and pray for them on that walk.
Sure. Yeah. Always having seen your kids grow up and embrace the faith is a great moment as a parent, for sure.
Yes. So. We also had the opportunity as a family to serve in on mission field in Peru several years. 2 years, all four of us got to go together. And then over the last 10 years, pieces of the family have gone, but that is an extended family and doing Christ's work down there with now our Peruvian family.
Right. Yeah, excellent. Just kind of a shift towards education. You're going to be the teacher and the director of the program, the education department. As you know, and all of us in education know, there's been a pretty radical shift over the last several years in education. And the pandemic probably just really leveraged what was already happening, you know, with students and with culture, and how we approach education, how we approach learning, how we approach students that may be dealing with things that are obstacles to their learning. And I'm sure you're happy as a teacher not to have to put together learning strategies for students in the classroom. But I just would like for you to talk a little bit about maybe how the education profession has changed since you're an education professional, how it's changed, and then maybe talk about how that forms your ideas of how you want this department to look and how learning is going to happen with our students here.
Yeah, learning, teaching has changed so much from when I started back in 1997 to now. And every year there's just something new. The research shows new practices, new ways. We're not dealing with the same students we were 20 years ago. Kids today come in classrooms, they are glued to technology. Even 10 years ago, we were saying, oh, get that technology out of their hands. We have to hide it. We have to lock it. Where really we need to be looking at how can we use technology as tools to further their education and push them, because they are familiar with it. Kindergartners come into kindergarten classrooms and can master an iPad. where sometimes the teachers are like, hey, seven-year-old, can you help me with this?
Right.
But COVID also just really changed our thinking as educators. It stopped us hard in our tracks.
Yeah.
I was a principal at the time, and literally within 1 week of preparation, I was leading 700 scholars from my office at home, and they were all in their homes, and my 120 staff members. And it really just made us think, what are we doing? Education is different, and we as educators have to make that change also.
Yeah, so technology is one piece, and then anxiety, the whole anxiety issue is another piece that is really was highlighted more or less from the pandemic, but it was probably there, but it's just much more prominent.
Not as prevalent. And that's just telling us as educators that SEL component is so important, and that social emotional piece of really getting to, you can be successful. We might have to do it a little bit differently or take a different avenue, but we're going to get you to success. And that's not easy. That takes a lot of time on the ground and, you know, trying things that may or may the right intervention is out there. Maybe we just haven't found that right intervention yet. But looking forward to our program, I want to prepare our Trinity students for these classrooms and to get them high leverage strategies in their hands, so that they can be the best teachers and produce the best students that they can.
Okay. So what do you mean by high leveraged strategies? Like, what is that, a technical term that you're using?
Yeah, so high leverage strategies, when we go into a classroom, we want the most current research practices in place. Technology definitely is one of those components.
Sure.
Having an SEL classroom is definitely one of those components. Understanding the standards and knowing that there's not just one way for the kids to master that standard.
Good.
So giving them alternatives. Classrooms look different now than they did 10 years ago, and we're going to show through our program a lot of those strategies, flip classrooms, what those things look like so that they can build success out of the lowest performing and the highest performing scholars in their class.
Good. Well, we look forward to you impacting the students at Trinity College, and I'm sure you're eager and driven to do that. I know that from you personally, and so we're excited to have you here.
Welcome. I am just thrilled to be here. Thank you for the nice welcome, and I know that we are going to make a difference in this community.
Good. Thank you so much.
This has been the Trinity College Podcast. Thank you, Anthony, and thank you, Dawn. We're going to look forward to this next year and how God's going to use you here. And welcome to the family.
Thank you.
If you'd like to become a student at Trinity College of Florida, please reach out to the admissions department. Follow the link below on the bottom of this page. They will reach out to you. If you'd like to speak to Dawn specifically, her email is on this page. She'd be happy to talk to you. Have a blessed day. Remember, God calls. We equip. We advance.